cancer information and advances in treatment. This is Managing Cancer with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Here's Melanie Cole.
As a patient, you want to understand what your treatment options are. It can be a very confusing system. My guest today is Dr. Lawrence Altshuler. He's board-certified internist at Cancer Treatment Centers of America at Southwestern Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Altshuler. Tell us a little bit about this book that you wrote about empowering patients and how to navigate that confusing healthcare system.
Well, basically, you're correct. It is a difficult healthcare system to navigate. It's quite dysfunctional. My book is named Doctor Say What, and there's a reason for that name. It's because we're talking about information, medical information. And what I am doing through this book is trying to provide information and knowledge for the consumer so that they can better navigate the healthcare system and learn what they need to get the best healthcare they can and therefore the best health.
So I am in that same field of helping people to understand the medical community and kind of transcribe basically you doctors saying what. How are you helping these patients with your book to navigate that system? Tell us a little bit about what they can expect.
Well, the book is actually two volumes. The first volume is basically how to navigate and learn about the healthcare system, finding out really what the impact is from different sources. For example, I discuss all three approaches to medicine, preventive medicine, alternative medicine, and conventional medicine, because I have expertise in all three of those fields. The first volume also approaches entities and factors that can impact patients' health care and their health, such as insurance, Medicare, the media, research, drug companies, legal medicine, and so on. So every aspect of the factors that really impact what kind of health care you get and how your health can improve, that's the object of the information in the first volume. And then we use that to apply to the second volume. The second volume is actually a step-by-step guide on over 90 medical conditions. And basically what I do is go over the treatments, for example, in preventive medicine, conventional medicine, and alternative medicine, telling people, well, does this really work or really doesn't work? And basically, I have a step-by-step guide that tells you, you really should start with this. It's probably the most likely to benefit you. It's the most cost-effective. If that doesn't work, then go to the next step and the next step. And so that gives people a very good idea of guidelines that they can follow, because unfortunately, out there in the real world with doctors and even websites, people really don't get that exact information. They just get lists. Well, this may help you. But I want people to really know what's going to help them and what's not going to help them.
That is fascinating. And, you know, with this world of ever-evolving medicine and genetics is coming into play, and people don't understand the difference between genomics and genetics, and they hear all these terms, Dr. Altshuler. So explain a little bit about how you kind of sort this out for them and help them to understand where the future of medicine is going.
Well, I actually have an entire chapter that talks about those kind of things. Certainly, genetics can imply different things. We obviously have DNA that we inherit from our parents, our grandparents, and those can really dictate some of the problems that we may have later in life. In fact, there's a new area called epigenetics, which I go into in my book, but basically saying that even if your grandparent had a bad habit like smoking, he can actually pass the toxic effects of that to you so that you have an increased risk for certain diseases like lung cancer. So genetics is very, very important. That's really one of the big areas in medicine that they're looking at. Someday we'll be able to look at our entire genome, which is all our DNA that can tell us, well, you're at risk for this or you're at risk for this, and so this is what you're going to have to do to try to prevent having this disease. So that's a huge area, and that's part of what I go into in my book.
And tell us how important you feel that nutrition and our diet are, and including the environment and, you know, just our behaviors are to our own health and to be our own best advocate, how to bring these things in.
Well, again, we're talking about lifestyle. And lifestyle includes nutrition. It includes exercise. It includes how much alcohol you drink. It includes protecting yourself from the environment because there's lots of toxins in the environment. Of course, we do it to ourselves. If we smoke, we're actually bringing in those toxins to our body. So, again, I have an entire chapter that just dedicated, that's our, my preventive medicine chapter, that really goes into that and shows you how important lifestyle is. People don't realize that just a few minor changes in their lifestyle, say walking a few days a week or just adding maybe one serving of fruit and vegetables a day, can make a significant decreased risk of developing diseases and living and helping you live longer. So it's very, very important. People don't realize, and there's a lot of information out there that says, oh, you need to do this and you need to do this. And people can get overwhelmed by that. You know, you have to exercise 5 days a week. You really don't have to do that. But you do need to look at what you need to change in your life to help you, and it may not be that difficult. And so I give steps and suggestions for people to just incorporate into their life, and it'll make them healthier.
And one of your chapters is dealing with doctors. You know, give patients your best advice, please, on dealing with their doctors and speaking their doctor's language or getting their doctor to speak their language so that everybody is on the same page.
Well, the basic word here is communication. You have to be able to communicate with your doctor. Now, of course, doctors are people. They all have different personalities. And so, number one, it's important to pick a doctor that you feel comfortable with. But also, you need to understand what that doctor is telling you, because lots of people really don't listen very well, or they don't comply with the treatment. Some of that's because they don't understand. Doctors may talk in, you know, medical terminology that are over our heads. In fact, some of the websites out there, the really good websites for medicine, talk in terms that a lot of people don't understand. And then people feel kind of, well, really, should I ask that? They feel embarrassed to ask that. They don't want to use up the doctor's time. But what I tell people is, hey, this is your body, this is your health, this is your longevity we're talking about. You need to understand what your doctor is talking about, and if you don't understand, you need to keep asking until you do understand. Now, of course, there's some good ways to do that, and now a lot of doctors have portals. You can email them. So the main thing is, just when you get out of a doctor's office, make sure you understand exactly what you have and what's going to be done for that. And if you have that understanding, you're just going to be healthier.
Dr. Altshuler, tell people where they can find this amazing book of yours to help them navigate the healthcare system.
Well, it's actually very easy. They can just go to Amazon.com. Amazon is actually printing the book, so when somebody orders it, they will print it up and will send it to you very quickly. I'm also going to have an app available for follow-up and for new studies that come up, and that will be in the book on how people can get my app. So just go to Amazon, and people can find it right there.
Thank you so much, Dr. Altshuler. It's such great information. You're listening to Managing Cancer with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. For more information, you can go to cancercenter.com. That's cancercenter.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.